91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy at 8 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. A few break-and-enters in Belleville late last night. Near midnight, police were called to an Ann Street home. Sometime between Friday and Sunday nights, suspects reportedly pried open the front door and stole a 51-inch television and an Xbox 360. And around 12:30, police were at a Benjamin Street home. Homeowners say that between 11:30 and 12:30, while they were in another room, suspects entered the home through an unlocked basement window, this time a 24-inch RCA LCD television, a Sony PS3 gaming system, and a Sony PS Vita were reported stolen. Both investigations are ongoing. A 38-year-old Belleville man faces charges of assault and breach of undertaking after a reported domestic assault yesterday morning. Police were called to a Baldwin Street home and found the victim with minor injuries. She was struck several times with a wooden block used to hold knives. She was treated and released from Belleville General Hospital. The suspect turned himself in to police after learning he was being sought. He was held for a showcase hearing today. His name will not be released to protect the identity of the victim. Police were called to a Dundas Street East building yesterday afternoon to report that a man had exited the building and been robbed. Two young men reportedly tried to use force to take the man's newly purchased items. Officers checked the area, then chased two males on foot. One was arrested in the Herkimer Avenue area and the other escaped. An 18-year-old Belleville man faces charges of robbery and breach of probation. The wheels are turning in Quebec towards a possible resolution of a 15-week dispute over high tuition fees. Canadian Press reporter Ben Shingler is in Montreal.
There's a big meeting coming up this afternoon between some of the main student leaders involved in this dispute and the province's education minister. And there's some sign that there could be a compromise on both sides on the main sticking point, which is tuition increases.
Today's meeting will be held in Quebec City. For a 34th straight night, thousands took to the streets of downtown Montreal to hold a protest march. No major incidents were reported in last night's demonstration. A steady drizzle is helping reduce a forest fire threat in the Timmins and Kirkland Lake areas in northeast Ontario, but the danger is far from over. Some evacuees have been able to return to their homes and cottages, but a 400-square-kilometer blaze is still raging about 30 kilometers outside of Timmins. Emergency officials say it will likely be a while yet before hundreds of evacuees in that area can return to their properties. And it's shaping up to be a wicked weather day in both northern and southern Ontario. In the north, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued, while in the south, Environment Canada says temperatures could hit a blistering 34 degrees. But with humidity added in, it could feel closer to 40. The stage is set for the federal government to table back-to-work legislation today in the strike by 4,800 CP rail workers. Bill Marshall has more.
Negotiations between Canada's second biggest railway and the Teamsters Union broke off yesterday afternoon, and there's little hope the talks will resume. The workers represented by the union include locomotive engineers. Pensions is one of the major issues in the strike, now into day number six. The union says CP Rail negotiated in bad faith in hopes that Ottawa would bring in a back-to-work bill. Labour Minister Lisa Raitt estimates a long strike could cost the economy more than $500 million a week. Bill Marshall, the Canadian Press.
The McGuinty government has reportedly asked Ontario's doctors to return to the negotiating table, but Ontario Medical Association President Doug Weir says he wants to meet with Health Minister Deb Matthews before deciding whether to resume talks. Weir says that so far the province's position has been our way or the highway. The two sides are feuding over fee cuts that mainly target cardiologists and diagnostic radiologists. Doctors' groups warn that the cuts will have serious consequences for patients, but the province says it must get better value for the healthcare dollar. And a survey shows that 72% of Canadians are carrying some form of debt, be it a mortgage, credit card, or student loan. The study commissioned by CIBC shows almost half of them have accelerated paying off their debts. The Bank of Canada and Finance Minister Jim Flaherty have been warning Canadians recently that to reduce their debt, they won't get financially squeezed when interest rates go up. Canada is calling for tougher sanctions against Syria following an attack on the town of Hawla that killed more than 100 men, women, and children. Steve Henniger has the details.
The UN Security Council has now issued a call for those responsible for Friday's massacre to be held accountable. Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird says the attack shows the Syrian government's appalling disregard for human life. Baird says stronger action is needed, including economic sanctions, to ensure the regime of President Bashar Assad stops slaughtering its own people. Horrifying videos have been posted online showing scores of bloodied bodies, many of them young children, laid in neat rows. The Assad government has denied ordering the attack. Steve Henniger, The Canadian Press.
Further information on Statistics Canada 2011 census will be released tomorrow. It's expected to show just how fast baby boomers are entering their golden years and how quickly the population of seniors is overtaking young people. Lynn McDonald of the Institute for Life Course and Aging at the University of Toronto says there are big challenges ahead.
I mean, everybody's talking about, you know what, the baby boomers, the up-and-coming older people, are going to have to learn to care for themselves. And they're really going to have to learn that from, you know, socially right through to health, psychologically, the whole thing.
McDonald says there needs to be a national conversation on changes required to accommodate the aging population. That's 91X News to 806 Sports and Weather are next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds, so go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
In 91X Sports, Manu Ginobili scored 26 points as the San Antonio Spurs won their 19th in a row. They beat Oklahoma City 101-98 to open the NBA Western Conference Final. Spurs coach Greg Popovich says his players responded after he told them they were being too passive offensively.
You got to drive it. You got to shoot it. You can't hold it. We caught the ball, we just held it. You know, they're long, they're athletic, they're really something else. And if we hold the ball, it's not going to work. So we needed to be active and aggressive, and we got that way in the fourth quarter.
The Spurs erased a 9-point deficit that shocked the Thunder. Kevin Durant led Oklahoma City with 27 points, while Russell Westbrook had 17. Game 2 is slated for Tuesday night. The Toronto Blue Jays are glad to get out of Texas. Adrian Beltre, Ian Kinsler, and Mike Napoli each hit two-run homers as the Texas Rangers scored 7 runs in the second inning. They beat Toronto 12-6. Yu Darvish got the win for the Rangers, while Kyle Drabek was charged with the loss for Toronto. Blue Jays have dropped 5 in a row. In other action, Roy Halladay gave up a grand slam to Yadier Molina in an abbreviated 2-inning start before leaving with shoulder soreness as the St. Louis Cardinals had a 4-game sweep with an 8-3 win over Philadelphia. And the Chicago Cubs have now lost 12 straight games. Canadian Eric Bedard pitched 6 shutout innings, and Pedro Alvarez, Andrew McCutchen, and Garrett Jones homered as Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 10-4. The 3-run shot by Alvarez was his first this season for the Pirates with more than one man on base. Anton Zlobin scored his second goal of the game in overtime to lift the Shawinigan Cataracts to their first Memorial Cup title with a 2-1 victory over the London Knights. Zlobin took a pass from behind the net from captain Michael Bournival and beat the London goaltender to put the sellout crowd into a frenzy. Bournival says it was the perfect way to end his junior hockey career.
It's the biggest and the hardest trophy to win, and we won it tonight, so I'm so proud of the guys and their team. I will remember them for the rest of my life.
Slobin had tied the game in the second period after Ryan Rupert scored in the first for the OHL champion Knights. Casey Kane continues his recent string of strong finishes with another victory in NASCAR's longest race.
Casey Kane's disastrous start to this season is now a distant memory as he capped off his sixth straight top eight finish with his first win for Hendrick Motorsports. Kane was by far and away the best car over the last third of the race of the Coca-Cola 600. It's his third win in NASCAR's longest race, and it comes in his 300th start. Denny Hamlin finished second, Kyle Busch was third, and Greg Biffle came home fourth. Rhett McMillan, Concord, North Carolina.
Looking at the forecast for today, a mix of sun and cloud, chance of showers this morning with a risk of a thunderstorm and a high of 27 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, thunderstorms continuing overnight with a low of 19. For tomorrow, cloudy, a 60% chance of showers again and a high of 27. And for Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 15 and a high of 22. At 8:10, it's 17 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. 91X News is on the air and online. Look at 91X.fm to listen live. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.